Calling, this is Max. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Penguin Publishing?
Yes, this is Penguin Book Writers. How can I help you?
Great. I signed a contract with you guys. I paid you guys just under $2,000, and my communication with, I think his name is Josh Baker, is less than it should be. He has yet to get back to me by the date he promises, so I'm beginning to think that you guys don't exist. So anyway, I'm interested in an update on my project.
That's great. May I please have your name?
Brad Mays, Mays.
Brad Mays. Brad, today's Saturday, and only like a couple of people from the front desk are here, and not the entire office, and it's going to be a long weekend. You should probably give us a call on Monday or let's say Tuesday. But I'm going to go ahead and write a note on, I'll just send a message in Slack to Josh, so he, when he comes on his shift and opens it up, he will be able to see that right away. Will that work for you? We're as real as it gets, so you don't have to worry about that. But I will do let our management know that
But
Josh is.
you guys really are a service, right? I mean, I wasn't just hoodwinked into something, right?
No. Whereas, we write books, we publish books, we do illustrations, we make video trailers, anything that you can possibly imagine about books, we do that. And we're a service for hire company, so if we're not providing the services, we're just for hire company without anything before for, so that wouldn't really be a thing. So we're a service for hire company, and we do stuff.
Okay, well then, hopefully the stuff that you're doing for me is an ongoing concern, and I'm just interested in, he said he'd be back to me by Thursday or Friday, and it's now Saturday, as you've already pointed out. So I'm just wondering why I don't even get a courtesy call saying it's going to take a couple more days than we thought or whatever. So anyway, that's pretty much where I'm coming from.
You're coming from the right place. It usually never happens, and honestly, it's a really rare sight to get a call like this. But Josh is one of our best people on the floor. Probably, I think, because it was New Year's and a lot of people had long holidays and were coming back. And Josh, being the head of project manager, probably his workload was, disproportionate compared to everybody else in the team. Because whenever somebody slacks the work, he is the one that has to pick it up. So probably that is affecting his own, work-life balance and the whole, enthusiasm. But Josh is one of the best that we have, and you probably will see him turning around and making you feel like we're one of the best in the market in no more than a week.
That would be
But
nice. He has had my confidence up to a point, but like I said, I mean, I had to go back to my contract to get your number and call you. So I just would like to be treated with the, I don't know, not over deference, but I'd like to be treated in the way that I have been promised to be treated. So
And I don't see if
timely
that can be a
responses
problem.
are part of that.
And I don't see how that's a problem. You are one of our paid customers, and you have every single right to demand that. Usually, it's a rare sight. As I said, it's usually us calling the clients and not them calling us to inquire.
I know.
It shouldn't
April
be this
called me
way.
all the time.
Who?
April called me constantly until I sent in the money and the manuscript. But then I don't after I pay you guys, the phone calls
Just stopped
became a
coming in.
lot less. They were a lot less frequent. So
Absolutely. So usually what happens is when we're trying to obviously close a client, we do need to ensure a certain, but when you're actually working, we're usually giving them a call every 24 to 48 hours or 48 to 72 hours because, that's usually when the progress comes in. Everything that's related to writing comes in like 48 to 72 hours. Everything related to design comes in 24 to 48 hours. And everybody else has their own timeline. I'm just a front desk guy telling you what I know because I've been sitting here for a while and listening to a lot of people, and I know information that I don't want to know anymore. But you get where I'm coming from, right? So I'll let
I
Josh know
do.
that
I
he
hear you
called,
loud and clear. I do.
and
As long,
then we'll.
I just want to know that you hear me loud and clear, you know.
Absolutely. I ran a big fat message on Josh's Slack, and the first thing that he's going to see when he'll be back at work is a message about you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it. Bye.
Okay. Have a good weekend.